All right, time for boots and salutes this morning. We'll start it off first with our internet news poll question today. Are you in favor of the city of Saskatoon building its own site to compost waste? 72% of people voted yes. We are also going to start boots and salutes on a bit of a sad note this morning, as Ray Mitsuing, who was announced earlier this month, was being inducted into the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame, has passed away unexpectedly. Devin Mitsuing, one of his four sons, confirmed on social media that his father's passing has his heart broken. Although it's not yet confirmed by police, nor are there any other details regarding a possible accident, Thursday at Loon Lake, social media reports as early as yesterday evening had said the Chuck Wagon racing icon had passed away. He had a 36-year career and was a seven-time Canadian Professional Chuck Wagon Association champion. He was also a chief of the Loon Lake First Nation, and he will be posthumously inducted into the Saskatchewan Sports Hall of Fame during the official ceremony in September, and is actually the first Chuck Wagon driver ever inducted. So the world loses a legend in Ray Mitsuing. Boots and salutes, you can go right ahead. Hi, Boots and Salutes.
Hello there. I would like to give a great, big, huge salute to Bob Cole for the way that he did Hockey Night in Canada for many, many years. And because I remember him from 1989 when he did the Flames final that year, when they beat Montreal that year. And same thing in 93 when he hosted every Toronto Maple Leaf game that year right up to the final. And it's been a great life for him, and he will be greatly missed by all that loved him, including myself. And I have all his DVDs to prove it too, you know.
Absolutely.
Good day, fellas.
Another legend gone there too. Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to salute the Moose Jaw Warriors. They're going to crush the Blades tonight.
Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. Boots and salutes. I'd like to send a great big salute out to the province of Saskatchewan. I'm from Ontario, and I'm loving what Mo is doing when he kicks Justine's little tush.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning. I just want to give Trudeau and the Liberals a big boot for giving over $5 billion of taxpayer money for these EV factories down east, when earlier in the week the Ford Motor Company announced they lost over $1.6 million.
Boots and salutes.
Yes, I want to boot our glorious Prime Minister for keep supporting electric cars. They're phasing them out on the American side of the border, and when it's minus 30 here, they don't perform. He doesn't realize that, but maybe someday he'll learn. Thank you.
306-938-0600. Phone lines wide open. The Minister of Foreign Affairs is hoping Saskatchewan will become a leader in electric vehicle supply chain. She toured the Canadian Light Source at the University of Saskatchewan to get a glimpse of the facility that was gifted $83.5 million over 3 years in the recent federal budget. Also, the motion called on, the SAS party passes a motion to protect the rights of firearm owners. The motion called on the Canadian government to devolve all aspects of the Firearms Act to Saskatchewan, allowing the province to administer and regulate legal firearms possession. That move in a response to the federal government's Bill C-21, which Saskatchewan claims criminalizes tens of thousands of Saskatchewan residents while accomplishing nothing to enhance public safety. Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I want people to enjoy Friday. It's a beautiful weekend. The unfortunate passing of the two gentlemen just shows you how fragile life is, and you gotta enjoy every minute of it.
Boots and salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to boot the federal government for coming out with these electric cars. The average middle-income people won't be able to afford them. Lower-income people won't be able to. And in a city like Saskatoon, with the present transit system, you can't get around good. Thanks.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big boot to Trudeau with his electric vehicles and his greenhouse whatever. He's just breaking the country for Klaus Schwab to take it over. He figures all the Canadians should be like the NDP, his little puppets. Y'all have a nice day.
Boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. I notice on 16 Highway there's a lot of broken signs and destruction to them, so it costs us money, you know, taxpayers, to replace them. So I'd just like to make a boot to whoever, if that's what's happening out there. Thank you.
Boots and salutes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Boots and salutes.
Hello there, Ben. It's Morris. I'd like to salute you for all the fine work you do.
Thank you, Morris.
You're welcome.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning. The world keeps going round and round. Enjoy your day.
Boots and salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to give Curtis a big boot.
Boots and salutes.
Salute you, Ben. And facts are this. Blades are in first place. Warriors are in second. Do the math.
Boots and salutes.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to salute Bob Cole, Ray Mitzwing, Boot Blah Blah Man, and make sure that the Blades chew their food tonight so they don't choke. Have a good day.
Boots and salutes.
Yes. I'm getting tired of people coming in, breaking and stealing stuff here. I'm just wondering how this justice system, they call it, it should be a so-called justice system. It should just be completely overhauled in Regina. These guys that are breaking in and wrecking people's stuff, you worked hard, they should be put straight in the army. They'll learn discipline. And they learn discipline to kick them overseas to the war.
Boots and salutes.
Yeah, great big salute to the youth in Hafford who were out cleaning the streets the other day. It was really good to see. Thank you, students. Bye-bye.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning. Where did the federal government get the money from? Did it just print it, or did it come from the people? And the Moose Jaw Warriors might fly into town, but they'll be walking back because we're going to pluck their wings tonight.
And boots and salutes, you can be my last caller today.
Alrighty. That blah, blah man phoning in all the time, he doesn't even realize how stupid he sounds on there. And that other guy there that's always saluting his prime minister, they should all take and get together, them two, and move into Ontario. Bye for now.
And that is going to do it for Boots and Salutes this morning, and also does it for Boots and Salutes this week. We'll be back once again.